Oh, why do we avoid things? Why do we put things off? Ugh. Do you feel like you're a procrastinator? Do you always say, I'll get it done, and then a day, a week, a month goes by, and it's still not done? Now, this can be anything. This can be going through your, you know, monthly financials and your, you know, reconciling your bank account. Do people still do that? It can be having that difficult conversation with someone that you care about. It can be deciding I'm finally going to get this blog going or this podcast or this website or get my cards made and get out there and start doing my new side gig. Any of it, right? Anything we can avoid or procrastinate on. And the irony is, it's often the things that are the closest to our heart, the most important to us, the things we have the biggest hopes around or the biggest fears around. So we will be exploring this today in this episode of Flow Dreaming. So join me for episode number 606, The Real Reason We Procrastinate or Avoid. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Okay, so today we're going to dig right into this idea, energetically, emotionally, and in fact, in the action steps that we take in our life, about why we put things off and what it really means. So I've always taught that procrastination, it's not the real issue. It is an issue that comes up on the surface. It's the result of a lot of other things that are actually going on instead inside of you. Emotional things, energetic things, fears, worries, hopes. It's this big clash of the titans, right? It's these waves of energy sloshing back and forth, pushing and pulling. And eventually, nobody's winning. So you're ending up in a kind of stalemate inside yourself. So today we're going to look at procrastination, and I will help you step out of it, step through it, and even identify where you might be procrastinating or holding back in certain areas of your life. So procrastinating and holding back and avoiding, they're really just three different words that mean variations of the same emotional energy. Procrastinating is, I'm going to put this off until later. Avoiding is, I'm not going to look or think about this right now. And holding back means, oh, I'm definitely going to do it, but just not right now, because there's other stuff that I have to learn, figure out, do first, etc., etc., etc. So you might not even know that you are a procrastinator. You might be a person who just says, I'm justifiably holding back. Or you might not know you're an avoider. You may be saying, oh, I'm not avoiding this. I'm just not doing it right now. It's interesting how we self-identify. It says a lot about who we are and what we think about ourselves. But the basic energy that we're talking about is essentially the same thing. And that energy is called not now. No, not now. But it's more than not now, because there's a lot of things in our lives that are not now, right? I'd love to spring up and jump on a plane and go to Europe right now, but it's not now because it's just not ready, not right, not planned, not anything. There's a different kind of not now, though. There's a not now of, I know I should, and I know I could, and I'm not sure when, and I've wanted to for so long. It's like there's this huge, overriding, overwhelming push inside your soul. And sometimes it's not a push inside your soul, something you really want to do. It's something more mundane, like, Well, for me, it's my end of the year taxes and accounting, and I'm sure many of you also feel that pain. And so I say, I should, but not now. Not now. But it's that push that I'm talking about. The push. The push that creates the desire, the need, the must, the should, that's met with the inner no. Now that is a very unique and interesting set of emotions. And it's also interesting and unique how often we get ourselves into that particular set of emotions. A lot of things are, I want, yeah, I'm going to do, I want those full bag of chips and I'm going to have them and I'm going to eat them and I'm not going to think about it and I'm not saying no. A lot of things are not met with no. So this is what makes this unique little special kind of energetic swirl. I want, I should, I must, I have to, I deeply call and yearn for it, and yet I don't. So the very first thing I'm asking you to look at is, where is that happening inside of you? I bet you there's a whole list of things. Little things, big things. I want to start my new side gig. I need to get the scratch on the car fixed or the oil changed. I need to tell my best friend that I think she's in a bad relationship and I don't care if she's mad at me, but I haven't done any of these things yet. I know my life will feel smoother if I do. So let's look at this. Let's break this down today together and get you moving on one of these or many of these. The first point, and I'm going to give you 3 points that show you what you might be doing, where you might be doing it, discovery, right? We'll call that the discovery portion of the show. And then I'm going to give you 3 points that are going to help you tackle it, resolve it, fix it, move it, budge it, crack it open, give it a little tiny baby step. So you can leave with the feeling of, oh, I made something happen. Wonderful. So the first thing to recognize is that anytime you're carrying this energy of avoidance, procrastination, or holding back, now that we've defined those terms for you, you've got to realize that it's creating a kind of energy stalemate inside you. Now, I'm going to start using a few words that I use in Me School, and these are pretty, you know, potent words that we take a month to explore and move through and really go deep and figure out where they're happening in us. But I'll just give you a little pepper our little conversation today with some of them. And the one is this sense of stagnation, right? It becomes stagnant. If I am avoiding something, procrastinating on something, what it means is that I recognize the feeling that says you must, you have to, you need to, you want this. And the other energy that says, I can't, not now. I don't want to. I don't want to do it. No. And again, it's like two equal and opposite forces coming together. Crash, right in the middle. What happens? Do any of them win? No. Does anything get done? No. One of these forces has to be bigger than the other force. Otherwise, things just sit there in the stagnant middle. And we arrive at this particular set of emotions and energy basically through the same route, which I just described to you. I have to, I want to, I need to, I should, I really want this. And on the other side, no, I can't, I'm not ready, I don't want to. Maybe later, And that's the first thing you need to identify in yourself. What this does, though, the upshot of this, and this is the important point, is every time you're in an emotional, energetic, stagnant point like this, you are expending energy, a lot of energy. And you have some energy going out with the yes, and you've got some energy coming back at you with the no, and the upshot is zero going on, a total waste of all your energy. So what happens now is that this back and forth, this stagnant place, is taking up space in your head. It's taking up space in your life. It's sitting there in the back of your mind, in your body, in your emotional system, in your heart, in your chakras, in your aura, in your soul, all of you. It's sitting there saying, I'm waiting. I'm in the waiting zone. And if I'm in the waiting zone, it means you haven't done me, but you haven't let me go. So you have to hold me. And the more things that you've got sitting around in this waiting zone inside of you, the heavier and more filled up this space gets, right? It's like an airport lounge. Oh, throw something else in the waiting zone. Throw something else in the waiting zone. Throw something else in the waiting zone. All the chairs are filled up. The people are sleeping on the floor. The flight is late. Nothing is happening. What's the energy that comes from that? We get upset. We get angry. We start to feel like we suck and there's something wrong with us and it's just me, right? It's just like being in an airport lounge. The plane's late. So the takeaway from this is you should take a look right now, monitor how much of your energy is tied up in your airport waiting zone of your emotional energetic system. Because the more that's tied up there, the less you have for the actual making and doing of things in your life. The less you have for the exploring of things and the loving of things and all of the above, the less you have. Well, we want to free up that energy. We want to free it up. We want to give you 20% of your battery life back, right? That makes a big difference. So keep listening. Because that's where we're going. Next. How do we avoid? Right? How do we get into this? How do we even recognize that we're doing it? Well, as I've shared with you in the last few podcasts over the last few months, I've been giving you some of my techniques and things that I do day to day to keep myself on track, keep myself in the energy. And one of the ways that we keep ourselves in the I'm not ready for that, I want it, but not just yet. I need to do it, but not today. All of those zones, right? It's really the same place. Is what we're saying is, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And the way that we say I'm not ready to ourselves comes in a thousand different variations. And you should look and hunt and search out the one that you pick for yourself. Because again, this is not a canned thing. It's not one size fits all. You've made a variation of this that you tell yourself time and time again, day after day, that makes sense to you, that's very justifiable to you. Whereas if you hear someone else's, you'll say, oh, that's a load of, you know, bull crocky. Maybe your way of avoiding is to say, I don't know how to do it. I just don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't even know where to dig in. I feel like I have to survey the field more and figure out the right best way. And I'm just kind of waiting around for someone to help me or tell me or show me. I don't know where to start. It's overwhelming. And I go into paralysis. I was helping a really good friend of mine do some cleaning the other day in her house. And you know what it's like when you tackle a closet? And she stood there and she said, I don't know where to start. How do you even know where to start? And I said, look, this is your junk, not my junk. When I look at this, it's just stuff. Stuff that can be easily sorted into piles of related material. You, on the other hand, have all kinds of attachments, right? You remember when you put it over here or there, or when you didn't get it put away, or when you took it out and what it meant to you and you know, the holiday that this surrounded or this or that. I said, your baggage is five times mine when I look at this closet. So let's just get it straightened up. And that's what you feel, not just about a closet, but cleaning your garage, cleaning up your relationship. Starting a new, a new entrepreneurial side gig. I don't know where to start. I don't know what's the first thing to do. Should I build an audience? Should I make the product? Should I do this? What's the right way? How do I do it? Somebody tell me quick. Help me not make any mistakes. So you hold back. And holding back, as we already talked about, is another way of procrastinating. I'm going to hold back until I blah, 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 blah. Now you fill in those words. I'm holding back on this until I, blah, 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 till the kids are out of school, until I get this other mess resolved over there, until I get, you know, my car fixed, until I talk to my boss and get my work hours adjusted, until I. And that's when you know that you've slid from a practical until I into instead an avoidance or a procrastinating form of until you've slipped into a holding back form, because you always fill up that until I with another until I, and they become this ongoing parade of wait, not until this, until that. Snap picture right now, a little snap photograph. Look at something in your life. How long has it been on hold? Something you want, something you need. How long has it been on hold? Just whatever comes up first, feel it, think of it. Okay, there is something, a tactic you are using to keep it there. You need to expose the tactic. Until you expose the tactic, it'll just keep on being there. Even if you take the steps to get through it, until you expose the tactic, some part of you is going to be tempted to go back and replicate that tactic, especially on a day when you have low energy and you're coming down with a cold and you're totally stressed out and you're just, your kids are driving you nuts, and you're just going to go right back to that tactic without even knowing it. Why? Because it's a go-to. It's something that's been working. It's been shielding you from taking on too much and going into what may make you uncomfortable or fearful. Third point about this, number three. Okay, each one of these points is there to help you open your eyes, right? I'm in the business. I'm a bona fide expert. I will own that, of helping people see patterns and blocks, because I love it. It just gets me all chomped up and excited. I love it. Every time I get a new MeSchool student or a client and I'm coaching them, I'm like, let's go find it, right? This is exciting. Because all your stuff is piled up behind this wall. God, if we find the wall, everything just flows, right? That's the other side of flow and flow dreaming and ease and allowing and receiving, right? It's finding where the pileups are. That's where the good stuff is. So here, practice with me right now, finding your own stuff. These are the techniques that I use, that my students are using day in and day out. So number three, avoiding also means that you are, at the end of the day, prioritizing low. I want to, I need to, but I'm not. I'll give an example from my life. Right now, I went and joined a course. It's like an 8-week course, and it's going to teach me how to make my memberships and my courses be even better. And I thought, you know, I think it's time to just see what's current out there. What are the modern practices? What can I pick up from this? And I'm kind of excited about it. So it's going to make everything so much easier and more fluid and up to date for all of my students. And this is something I know that I have to do at least every couple of years, because things change so fast. And one of the things that I'm also really honed in on is, how do I make content? How do I share content? How do I help other people do the same thing? Well, I should be staying totally up on this course, shouldn't I? I should be all over it. Sometimes I think of that phrase, it comes from Gone with the Wind. Did you guys ever read that book? And it said, there's a phrase in there that I learned called, it's like white on rice. It's the silliest thing, but it means it's something so obvious, so basic. It's like white on rice, like white rice. Get it? I don't know why it's not like white on snow or something. It's a perfect match. I should be doing this. And yet I'm a week behind. I've done pretty good so far, but now I'm a week behind. And so this part of me is like, oh my God, Summer, what's wrong with you? This is your life, your blood, your passion, your interest, your work, your clients, everything. And you're a week behind? And then I recognize, oh, I have failed to prioritize. It's a failure of priority. It's an actual adjustment to my week, to my life, to my energy. I have a very full, packed schedule. You guys know I've got a husband, I've got two teenagers, I've got, you know, two sets of parents, I've got, oh my gosh, and I'm in the sandwich generation, so I'm taking care of people on both age, you know, in groups, my parents and my kids. I've got so much on my plate. But this is a priority for me, yet I have not prioritized it. So I look at this and you know how I know I feel this? Because I'm starting to feel that unique, weird little mix that I described you guys in the beginning, which is I really want it and I should and I'm feeling guilty that I'm not, but I'm not. And now I'm mad that I'm not and I should, but I'm not and I have to, but I'm not. And I want it, but I'm not doing it and I don't want to do it because I'm doing these other that. That energy is like a flashing bright light at a, you know, at a school crossing, you know, slow down, pay attention. Kids are crossing. It's a crosswalk. That's the energy that's alerting me. And it's telling me, hey, you're filling up on this energy. It's starting to plug up your outpouring each day because it's going into the repository inside you of, I need to get to, I need to get to, I need to get to, right? That was my first point. So I'm starting to see my energy drain because I'm holding more and more of this feeling. And I'm recognizing this feeling is useless for me except as a wake up telling me prioritize, get your shit together. Excuse me, I hope you're not listening with kids. I didn't even give you a warning that was going to come out, but that's this show. It's a grown-up show. It's a show about mindset, right? It's a show about being effective, getting through and into the next steps of your life, becoming who you are. Through flow, through ease, through action. So I've recognized that I have to shift my priorities. Now, I don't know why I've low prioritized this, when in my heart, I'm excited and I want to high prioritize this. But I'm not alone. I know you're doing it too. And I know my friends are doing it. I know everybody I know is doing it. We just don't talk about it because we don't usually examine together like why and how we're doing things, you know? So this helps us move right into the next step, which is how do we get through this, right? What are the next steps? Now, normally this is when I would take a little break and I'd play a little, you know, a little ad or a little something or other, but I'm not going to. Instead, I'm just going to slip in and tell you two important things that are going on in the world of flow dreaming and me school and my life. The first one is that I have been gearing up. And I've mentioned this a little bit. I've been gearing up to open up an entirely new membership. I recognize that a lot of you really want to be in Me School, but for one reason or another, it hasn't been the right time. There's been something that hasn't fit exactly right into your life, but you want to keep flow dreaming. I have hundreds of Me School graduates who want to keep flow dreaming. They want some sort of continuity. So I have made it my objective right now to come up with a program, a membership that not only helps those people to continue their flow dreaming, to continue their pre-action, to continue everything they learned in Me School, right? So they can be firing off. You can be firing off the best of your ability. But I also need to open into another direction that I found myself going in more and more and more. And I recognize the other talent, the other skill, the other thing I've just been gobbling up and consuming and learning about to the point now where I feel like I'm talking about it anyway. You know, it's time to share is we are all creators. Most of us are very busy making things in our life. And I've been teaching you year after year, 606 episodes now, how to make better things for yourself from the emphasis and the perspective of energy and flow. Emotion, co-creation, law of attraction. But the other side of things is obvious. How do you actually make things in your life? How do you build things? How do you build companies? How do you write a book? How do you start a podcast? How do you even know what the right fit is for you? How do you even know what your particular voice will sing the best song in? That's where a lot of us, all of us are before we start anything. And then we wait around for people to come in and say, do this, do that. You should write a book. You should have a website. You should start this. You should become a coach. You should over, blah, blah, blah. And then we get, our heads are spinning around and we're like, I don't even know what the best form is for me. How do I make this? How do I know what fits me? How do I get my expertise? How do I get my information out? So my membership program is a cross-pollination, the best of flow dreaming and this whole new kind of glittery direction of building and growth and practical things and marketing. Now, not just marketing for you as a business or a side gig, but marketing you in your life. How are you showing up in social media? How are you showing up in your family? How are you showing up in your friend group? It's all a form of marketing because it's showing you who you are and how you are gifting yourself to this world. So this group, the Makers Group, is coming up and I'll be announcing the enrollment of it very soon. I'm not going to announce it today, but if you are on my email list, please go back and subscribe if you got off of it. But I will announce the open date for this group. And this is going to be a group that's going to have an open date and you can come in and it's going to be inexpensive. Did you guys hear that? It's going to be inexpensive. It's going to cost very little because it's more important to have a vibrant, thriving community cross-pollinating each other than anything, which means I'm going to make it the lowest price I possibly can. Easy to afford. Not even going to make a dent in your grocery bill. That easy. So listen up because it's going to have a limited time enrollment. You're going to come in. I'm going to say you've got like 10 days or something. Get in. And if you don't, I'm closing the doors because that's my founders group. That's my inaugural group. That's the group that I'm starting with. And I will reopen the doors probably at some point. Maybe, you know me, I'm very erratic, even in me school. Might be in a few months. It might be in a year. All depends on how it goes with this first group and what they need and where my time is being invested with them. So pay attention. Be on the lookout for the Makers Group. Second thing is, right hot on the heels of this, me school. If you have been sitting in the corner, waiting, procrastinating, avoiding. And I didn't mean to go on so long about both of these, so bear with me. Stop pressing fast forward, okay? Me School, if you have been sitting it out, I will be closing the doors for entry on that very soon. July 1st, this year, doors are closed. There will be no more new Me School enrollees entering at least over the summer, perhaps even longer. I've had open enrollment for months now, letting people come in a little at a time when they're ready. But now it's time. If you're ready, come in. Because when Me School reemerges, it too may be in a different form. A lot is shifting. And the Me School that I'm running now is the most amazing group, the most amazing. It's the pinnacle. Like we are at the top. We're at the top right now. So this is your last opportunity to get in by July 1st. And if you're interested, go to flowdreaming.com, click on Me School. If you're listening to this on the app, again, Google flowdreaming.com, Me School, and then set up a time to talk with me. Okay, so here comes the fancy music. Da 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 da. All right, your mid break is over and we're back. I want to give you how you fix the procrastination, which I probably just got you all like, woof, excited about because you're like, oh my God, now I've got to call her about Me School. It's my last chance. Holy God, I need to do this. But there are three ways that I get myself through this, that my students get through this. Anybody who's been working in the world of flow and pre-action knows how to get through this. Let's see if you know these ways. And if you know them, are you doing these ways? First thing, what I do is I wake up to those things that I am holding back on. And the way I wake up is just like I said before the little informational break. I look, how long has this been sitting on my desk? How long has this been sitting in my heart? And this is not a big deal. This isn't like a whole morning where you have to take a bath and have tea and do yoga before you do this. This is just sitting down right now, getting a little piece of paper, opening your phone, using the notes app, and writing down, I've wanted to work on my bath soap business forever. I have wanted to join a reading club forever. I have wanted to lose these, not 5 pounds for me anymore, we're up to like 15 pounds or more. I've been wanting to do this for months. I've been wanting to put it down. These are those amazing walls where everything has been backing up inside of you. All the good stuff is there. So number one is recognition. The next thing, pick something on that list. Choose it, right? Reconcile all your bills and bank accounts. Seal the tile on your kitchen floor. These are things on my list, by the way, if you can't tell. Pick something. And then I want you to carve a day for all the things you avoid. Yes, it will be perhaps the nastiest day of your year. But it will also be the most freeing day of your year. It's the day that's going to make you feel lighter and more free than you have felt in ages. Now put as many of the things on your list into that day as you can. If you have a lot of little things, get them all done that day. Now this means you have to be very hard about your boundaries. It means get your neighbor to pick up the kids from school. It means I'm not working that day, no matter what. It means I'm going to leave my phone plugged in by my bed all day. And I'm only going to let myself check it at lunchtime. And then I'm going to put it back. I'm going to go back to all my business and work and my boxes and this and that. I'm serious. Eliminate your distractions because they will pull you right out of your focus. And they will get you back into that old comfort zone of, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow. I don't like this, I don't want to do this. You've got to break the barrier, right? It's like breaking the sound barrier. You break the barrier, and after that, it becomes easier. All of you who've ever tried to write before, like write a book, you know the hardest part is the hour you sit in your chair adjusting everything and warming up your coffee and checking your email before you start writing. And then you write and it's excruciating and it's terrible and you're beating yourself up. And then an hour later, you're like, yeah, I think I'm getting someplace. And it frees up. So I like to take the things that I'm holding back on and pile them all up into a designated time period where that is all I can do, all I will do. And maybe I don't get through the whole list. Maybe it ends up being on a day when I wake up and my stomach's upset and I'm like, I'm not going to get through much. But damn it, I carved the day and I'm going to do it. Some of you guys have bigger things and you're like, a day? Oh my God, this is going to take me weeks, Summer. Are you kidding? Take a day to get it started. Take a day to chip away at it. Take a day to make that first big dent, because that's the hardest. So allocate the actual physical time and cordon off the space. Next thing that you do, you don't aim for perfect. You don't aim for perfect. You can't be perfect. So as I was telling my friend, and we were having this wonderful day together, you know, and I was helping her rearrange her closet, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I know we should really wrap all these little delicates in tissue paper and stuff, but I don't have time for that. Not if we want to get through this. So I'm going to kind of wrap these things, but it's not perfect, okay? If you want perfect, you can now take these boxes out yourself and rewrap them and make them the way you want. But we're going to get them there. We're going to get movement on this. We're going to get it halfway there, 3/4 of the way there. So this starting game is what slows a lot of us, especially when we feel like this is something that has to go right. I can't afford to screw it up. And that's the question you have to ask. Why can't you afford to screw it up? What's so wrong with screwing it up? Like, why are you holding yourself to such a high bar for something that, in fact, you may have never done before? I mean, can you imagine teaching a kid to roller skate? Does anybody roller skate? Where did that come from? That came from like 1978 in my brain. can you imagine teaching a kid to snowboard? Okay, that's way more caught up. Can you imagine teaching a kid to snowboard and they're like falling down the snow on their butts, you know, the whole time? Because I've done this with my kids. And expecting them to be perfect their first time down. They don't even get the first time down. They practice like on flat and they learn how to stand, right? So where do you get off thinking, I've got to be perfect. I've got to get this all right from the beginning. No, you're going to screw up. You're going to pick the wrong thing. You're going to pick the wrong software. You're going to get the bad client. You're going to underprice yourself. You're going to say things in emails that people think are terrible. You're going to do all of that. And you're going to recover from all of that. You're going to recover from all of that. So stop thinking things are irrevocable. Very few things are irrevocable. Yes, some things are, but those are like the big things in life. You know, the big diagnosis, the I'm having a baby, you know, things like that are irrevocable. But most things, 99%. Just get the game going, prepare to be flawed, and move along. Move along. Get it done. Now, the last thing is probably the biggest and the most important. Fear. It's fear. Right? There is something inside you that's saying, I'm going to protect you from that. I don't want you to feel those feelings. This is going to be too big for you. This is going to be too hard for you. What if it doesn't work for you? This is going to take too long to even get done. This is the self-talk, the mindset, whatever the latest lingo is for it. But it's the part of you that says, I want this really bad. I have to do this, but I'm not going to yet. You have to ask, what is the avoidance protecting me from? What is the avoidance protecting me from? I repeat it for those of you who are writing down. Some of you do. I know you take notes during the show. So what is the fear protecting me from? What is the avoidance protecting me from? What is the putting it off? What is the I've got to know more or I'm not ready yet protecting me from? And usually it's one of the things I just mentioned. I won't be perfect. I'll lose money. I'll do it the wrong way. I'll get in trouble. I'll be stressed out. I'll be overwhelmed. I'll stop in the middle and I won't get it done and I'll disappoint myself. Better not to start than to stop in the middle and be disappointed. Something in you is protecting you from feelings around this. And until you determine and know what that is, you will continue to protect yourself at the expense of your growth and advancement. Hear that? That's the price. Growth and advancement. You're getting all the protection, but that's the price. So noticing what is the avoidance protecting me from? That's it. Like that's the holy grail for you. So I have one more technique that I want to share with you to get through this. It's the bonus. It's the number 4. So for those of you who haven't listened to Flow Dreaming before, all of this philosophy is based on a technique, a very simple, deep, and incredibly powerful technique, not meditation. It's emotional. It's filling your soul. It's creating energy templates and a beautiful picture through your emotional state of what your life and your future should give to you and offer to you and of who you yourself are becoming. And that technique is called flow dreaming. And I'm not going to teach it to you right now because I've taught it hundreds of times in my shows in the past. But I've created something where you can just go to flowdreaming.com. You can download the free kit. You should find a link for it. It says, do you want to learn how to flow dream? Free intro kit, something like that. Alternatively, open up the app. Go to the app shop. I have a couple apps. You want to find the one that's for the flow dreaming shop, right? And open that, and inside there'll be the free tutorial already there for you in the app. Listen to it. Practice with me. Open the PDFs. Skim through the quick start guide. You can pick this whole thing up in like half an hour. It's super easy. And once you pick it up, you start doing it. It would be like if somebody introduced you a bubble bath for the first time. You'd say, "Where have you been all my life?" And that's what this feels like. So that's the last technique. You go into flow and you begin feeling what it's like to have all of these things completed, to have them done, finished, off your plate. You are going, you are moving, you are into it, you are there. Yeah. That's it. It is going into flow, saying, "I'm not stuck. I'm not procrastinating. I'm not avoiding. I'm not playing small. I'm not holding back. I am going forward. I am fueled. I'm expecting the world and life and my flow and my soul and my heart and everyone I know to show up and give me the next steps because I'm gobbling them down." And that is what you get through doing the emotional work, the flow work, which is the energetic work around this. You can do all the other steps in my list. But if you don't do this last one, the flow work, the pre-planning around it, the pre-acting around it, chances are at one point or another, you will probably snap back to your default mode again. Because real change comes from real inside. That is what has to change. So in lieu of doing a live flow dream with you now in the podcast today, and again, go back into my archives, you can find a lot of demo and example flow dreams there. And by demo, I don't mean they don't work. They're great, but they're in the podcast, right? I have a whole shop full of these. And the one that I really want to recommend to you is called the Get Unstuck Playlist. I forget, it's like 20 or 30 bucks. It's really not that much. But it's a series of flow dreams. It's a series of energetic, emotional exercises, bubble baths for your mind, where I help you and guide you and speak you through and tell you exactly how to feel for you to get unstuck, let go, begin moving, and be excited about moving. Feel like I am ready to move. I'm excited about moving. This is amazing. So go grab that playlist and start working with it. And that, my friends, is how we're going to wrap up today's show. Honestly, this went about 20 minutes longer than I thought it was going to be. Thank you for sticking with me through the whole thing. I hope you guys are all feeling very jazzed up and you've got something on your list now that you want to budge and move through and get that energy moving and get it out of that holding zone up in your energy, free up the space, right? Throw away those files on your computer. Dump the trash. It opens up space and you need to do this. If you have a busy summer planned, a busy fall planned, if you have things on your plate, an agenda to get through, you got to do this first. Just get it done. Just get it done. So with that, I love all of you guys. And I will see you next week for episode 607. It's called Where Tiny Steps Can Lead. And I thought it was perfectly fitting to go after this particular topic. So I'll see you guys again soon. Bye for now. Hey friends, a couple things to tell you about that I think you'll really enjoy. Flow dreaming is a universe, actually. In other words, yes, there is a technique, but it's also an entire community of those of us who flow dream. And I have a lot to give you to get you started that's 100% free. So if you go to flowdreaming.com, the first thing you need to do is download my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. It contains an audio of a flow dream that's been recorded called Positive Flow, just to get you right into flow state in under 15 minutes. It also includes a tutorial and a PDF guidebook. Now, if you're on your mobile device right now, you can also get it by just going to the App Store and downloading the Flow Dreaming app, and it will come preloaded with this wonderful kit for you to learn the process. The next thing I wanted to mention for you is that Me School is my active, gorgeous, beautiful community of flow dreamers. And we learn together, we share, and we grow into our manifestational, our co-creational, and mostly our own deep, immense inner power. We do this together in a mentorship type, school type format, but believe me, no tests, no quizzes. It's the best place you've ever been to. It calls itself a school. But it's really the place where you will completely transform yourself from inside out. So check that out too. Last of all, I hope I see you guys on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming and come say hi to me there. Until next time, my love to you all.